At least three people are dead in Brunswick County, North Carolina today after a tornado damaged dozens of homes late last night and knocked out power. It's another result of the wild winter weather that is wreaking havoc across the country. Reporter Ben Shockman from member station WHQR in Wilmington joins us now. Ben, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
And we're seeing pictures of homes in rubble, cars flipped over, but reporters weren't immediately allowed into the area. What are you able to find out about the damage?
Sure. So the about three towns in the Brunswick County area, Carolina Shores, Sunset Beach, and Ocean Island Beach, were all badly hit. About 50 houses destroyed early in the morning between 1 and 2 a.m. Some reporters did manage to get on the scene and take some photos. And what we're seeing now are drone photos, and they're fairly sobering.
Yeah, and the tornado, it struck, as you say, in the middle of the night. So what kind of warning did people get about this storm?
Essentially none at all. There was a warm front moving through, which is kind of odd compared to what the rest of the country is experiencing right now. But the National Weather Service confirmed that this developed very quickly, and it became very strong very quickly. The first tornado warning, which is more severe than a tornado watch, was issued around 11:40 on Monday night, and that was about 10 minutes after the tornado had already struck down. And I should also say that this is not usually our severe weather season. Tornadoes usually occur between March and August here, with a peak in May, and so this was in every sense unexpected.
Yeah, but tornadoes do happen there along the beach in North Carolina.
They do happen along the beach in North Carolina, especially in conjunction with hurricanes. They were very destructive during Florence and Isaias. And of course, tornadoes can happen at any time of the year, but this is not usually when we see them.
All right. So it's been a couple of hours since this storm hit. As you said, the destruction is pretty robust there. What's going on today in terms of more damage assessment and cleanup?
So the tornado cut a very sort of precise path. I mean, you see one house completely obliterated. It looks like it's been turned inside out next to another house that looks untouched. So there's a lot of going through and double checking for structural damage, checking for gas leaks. A lot of these neighborhoods have been evacuated so those safety checks can be done. And so utility companies can get in and get power out, because at one point there was north of 35,000 homes without power.
Wow. Is everyone accounted for at this point?
Everyone is accounted for. That was a concern early in the morning. Local fire departments and rescue teams were on search missions. And currently, aside from the tragic death toll and the people who were injured, everyone is accounted for.
All right. Well, I'm just wondering what is happening for people who have lost their homes. There must be quite a few of them. Are they getting shelter? And I asked that question in the context of this pandemic, where sheltering with a lot of people can be dangerous.
Absolutely. It's a good question. Thankfully, or maybe not, but for better or worse, Brunswick County is prepared to handle countywide evacuations for hurricanes. So there's certainly room for something that is devastating, but thankfully much smaller scale than, say, something that happened during Florence or Dorian.
Yeah. All right. Ben Shockman of WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, where a tornado tore through Brunswick County, North Carolina, last night, leaving three people dead at least. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.